Welcome to the Maverick Podcast, business growth tips and discussions to make you the expert in demand.
Hello, welcome to this episode of the Maverick Podcast. I am Luke Tu. Today I'm joined by Steve Rose. How are you doing, Steve?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Luke.
Fantastic. If you could just give everyone who's listening and watching us on YouTube just a brief overview of who you are and what you've been working on for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm Steve Rose. I'm the founder of Fulfillment Foundation. And I help people reclaim their lives from the darkness that comes from things like excess stress, burnout, and depression.
So, I mean, with current obviously world of economic crisis, and there's wars going on, and it's just everything is just a lot currently. Alongside that, we've got a lot of business owners now who have to wear multiple hats in order to keep their businesses afloat. So I'm guessing a lot of your courses and when people talk to you and work with you, it's about sort of mitigating that. It's about helping people with that, in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. The mindset we approach these things in and the mindset tools that we have to our disposal make the difference between thriving through challenging times and essentially just hitting no end of walls of struggle.
So in terms of, I mean, it's mostly burnout that we're talking about. When it comes to business, what we can do is we see it a lot when it comes to our online activity and sales activity, because about 70% of small business owners, especially, and this is from the US statistics, so I'm guessing the UK is probably very similar, because we like to be for some reason. a lot of them are run by a single person. So they have to be the marketing department, they have to be the sales department, they have to be finance, they have to do everything. So it's kind of like always a mad rush of, I have to do this now, I have to do this now, I have to do this now. And those off days can cost people those businesses, can't they?
Oh, definitely. And the trouble is, especially with either burnout or depression, but I see it mostly with burnout, is that people don't even realize they're burned out when they get there. It's only when things start going horribly wrong that they start asking the question, what's wrong?
So what are the common signs people will see?
The most common sign is the lethargy that kicks in, the not wanting to get out of bed in the morning, the dreading the day ahead. And along with that is not being able to relax in the evenings. The brain's still going round the clock on all the tasks you've got to do.
Yeah, it's hard to switch off, especially when when your life is your work and your work is your life. It is hard to differentiate the two, because what you'll do is whenever I'm watching something, I'll go, oh, that's a fantastic point, that's a piece of content. Or if I ever read anything, I'll be like, oh, this is perfect, I could then turn this into a blog post. But it's even in like the depths of the night, so it'll be like 10 to 11 o'clock at night, I'll be like, oh, that's perfect, I'll write that down. And that's kind of what, in a sense, we're kind of reaping what we sow with the hustle culture that came out, aren't we?
Oh, definitely. In the hustle culture started in the US and very quickly took a hold over here. But in actual fact, I mean, the whole hustle culture is living to work rather than working to live. And I don't care who you are. There is a limit to what you can deliver when you're living to work, because you're not nurturing any of the other basic human needs.
Exactly, and it's hard to it bleeds into your work. So if you're not relaxing at certain point in times, and you do have the burnout, it's when you have that big drop off, you're not adding to your skill set. You're not going to be learning anything new. It's because what you're doing is you're taking this hard reset each time. So when
definitely. I mean, I hear a lot of people that say that sort of they get to family time, but they're not present for their family. And you see it especially with CEOs. Historically, look at the number of CEOs that have gone through marriage after marriage after marriage. And that's becoming the culture in small business as well, that family time and intimate relationships, even down to time with kids, is suffering. I was chatting with somebody the other day that was in tears on a call to me. He missed his kids growing up, because his business came first. In actual fact, he ended up in a very dark place because the business had become everything. And he all of a sudden realized he'd driven, consciously driven himself to work it, to burnout, because he didn't know any better.
Yeah, when you construct a business, it's because you want to do what you love. But then after a while, it becomes a job in itself. And that's something you want to avoid at all costs. You don't want the business you create to become your, you know, nose to the grind job. It needs to feel as exciting and as important and as fulfilling as possible from day one to day 1,000.
Definitely. If what you do each day fulfills you and lights you up inside, at the end of the day, you go to bed satisfied. If all you're doing is getting stressed out, you go to bed stressed out. And the way you go to sleep at night is the way you wake up in the morning. So if you're going to bed at night stressed out, preoccupied, not only do you not sleep well, which doesn't help the mind or the body to process everything from the day and to recover, so the physical health starts to suffer, but you wake up the following morning already stressed out before you're starting your day. I mean, yeah, that's never going to go anywhere but downhill, is it?
No, and that's how you can make mistakes as well, because your mind is so occupied on other things that you start doing your regular day-to-day things wrong. Like the other day, I put my milk in my cupboard rather than in my fridge, and then I had my partner telling me, why did you put the milk in the cupboard? And then this morning I woke up and I'd had the spare light like just on for the entire night. It's because you're just thinking about other things. And those things can creep in, can't they, with those little mistakes. But then after a while, it can just be like a stupid thing, like putting the milk in the fridge. But then it could be something more important, like, oh, I forgot to eat today.
Yeah, I'm the most common one that we notice it creeping on, to be honest, with the preoccupation, is potentially the most dangerous as well. The drive to work. For those that are still going into work, not working from home. But the drive, how many times do you actually remember events from your drive to work? Because you tend to go into autopilot anyway.
Yeah.
But when you're preoccupied, you're that further step away. Well, when you're on autopilot, your reaction time is twice what it is normally when you're alert. When you're that further step away, you double it again. All of a sudden, you're almost begging for something to go horribly wrong.
Yeah, you need to focus on something like important as, you know, your own safety for driving home. Because you don't want to, I mean, mistakes on the road, that's just, you know, just such a heavy topic. I don't want to get into it right now.
Yeah, sure.
We'll move on. So you've got discovery calls on. I've been for your website and all your socials, as I do with everyone who comes on the podcast. And you have discovery calls on this and free discovery calls. Can you tell me what happens on those calls?
Yeah, on discovery calls, I like to find out about the person, about their struggles, what their challenge, what's really sort of. Try and dig down as to what's really disturbing them, what's the cause of the problem, because so much of the time we tend to treat symptoms and not causes. And I also walk people through three reality models. And those reality models on their own bring a certain amount of clarity, but when you stack them together, they help somebody actually see, no, actually, I need to do X, whether that's to work with me or whether actually I recommend an alternative route for them. My focus is all about on what's best for them.
So to inspire some routine change or inspire some action.
Yeah. Action, routine change, the most appropriate help for them.
So that leads on to, essentially, you have a course as well, and I was sitting on a website, which helps them. So at the end goal of the course you have, what's the end goal for that?
I've got two courses on the website. One is very much more focused at the depression side of things to help somebody actually, does what it says on the tin, deconstructing depression, which I've actually recently moved to being a one-to-one course. The main course, the Elite Mentorship Forum, is something I'm particularly passionate about. This is actually written by my mentor, Peter Sage, who's got 30-odd years in personal development and behavioural and business and many pies that man's in. The outcome of that I love, because everybody goes through that, has such a transformation. The way they live life on a day-to-day basis is unrecognisable from the person that goes in. Because it's about getting away from this hustle culture, the overthinking, the dragging the emotions with us from day to day that we do, that, let's face it, most of us do.
It's hard to create that, because what happens with I don't think most people buy into personal development because they feel, oh well, I'm fine, I'm working away, I'm getting some results. So it's hard to get someone to say, okay, I need to start personal development, which is probably the main hurdle that you go through a lot of the time.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of personal development's got a bad name as well. It's slowly changing, but there's an awful lot of personal development out there that's about work harder, work smarter, drive harder, do more, push yourself. And the Sergeant Major approach to personal development. And I'm sorry, that doesn't work. Quite simply, all that does is teach people how to burn themselves out in more spectacular fashion and faster. And that's why I'm so passionate about EMF, because it's about work, being harmonious with life, working from a state of inner and outer harmony.
Yeah, because I mean, the other side of things, the work harder, drive harder, they also decide their tactics to go against the other side of personal development by being like, you know, if you go into all that, you're not going to achieve all the stuff that you want to achieve. But it's not true, is it? You can find the balance which works for you. And you can see, obviously, when the balance works for you, you start building stuff rather than just having to go all out once, and then that's when the burnout comes in. Because I feel it is more important to build on yourself rather than to have these short bursts of energy, which then goes into spirals down again. Like, you have the waves that come with you. It's a way of making sure everything goes into a, you know, a consistent build, rather than just having like sporadic greatness.
Oh, definitely. I spent a lot of years, I've always worked for myself and run my own businesses. And for 20 odd years, I was the king of burnout. And I lived the boom to bust lifestyle that so many other people do. You strive, you get great rewards, then you go and lose half to three quarters of it because you burned out and you go into a recovery phase. And when you change that to a life of harmony and a life of a true balance with your inner world and your personal relationship with self, as well as your outer world and the material and physical things that we've got to engage with, life becomes a lot less draining. It's a lot easier. So you've got more energy for everything. So actually you achieve more with it feeling like you're applying so much less effort.
Do you find it harder to talk to business owners? Because in the business world, there's so many more guards up, isn't there? Because you need to always prove yourself. You need to always market yourself as the best, the brightest, you know, being the expert. And because this is a very personal thing, you're going to need to break down a few barriers in order to get to that point. Because there's a lot of like preconceived notions we always have about how we work and how best we work. So do you find it difficult to talk to people on the business side of things because they have barriers up?
There is a lot of resistance out there. Generally speaking, I don't push people into directions, even if I know it's the best direction for them. Because, to be honest, unless they see it themselves, unless they can recognize it, they're not going to buy in 100%. And then you end up with people not getting results because they're not actually putting the effort in. They're not ready to change. And so I generally work with people that can see that, hang on a minute, I'm waking up in the morning, the way I'm living life, something's missing, something's not right. when people have that realization and they come to me, I can then demonstrate the clarity on the where's and the why's. They see the points and 9 times out of 10 come on the program, go through transformation. At the end of it, sit there thinking, I wish I'd done that 20 years ago.
That's great. So this is a question I ask everyone who's a part of the podcast. What is one piece of advice you would give a business owner today that would help them in their day-to-day lives?
Keeping it down to one's quite challenging because different people respond differently. The very first thing I'd say is stop watching any form of news or soap opera. There's enough drama in life anyway. And in all honesty, what you see on the news is 1% fact, 99% story and dramatization. And in reality, the same things are going on in the world now as were going on in the world 10 years ago, as were going on in the world 100 years ago. It's just different names and different places.
Yeah, my advice is to have multiple sources because everyone has their different opinions on different news. Because you know, people say, oh, it's a right side media and a left side media. You need to have a collection of sources so you know, and you can make own your, I'd say get your own opinions. I wouldn't say scrap news completely, but I would say definitely get your own opinions.
Yeah, the catch is with things like news is it's designed to trigger us, and it's designed to trigger the amygdala in the brain, which is the brain's fire alarm, if you like. The minute that's triggered, you're hooked. You've given up free will and choice. You're in the rabbit hole. And that's why I say to people, leave it alone. And people that do drop the news, drop the soap operas, and sort of putting all the drama in, because the brain doesn't know the difference between what we watch and what we experience, the emotional response is the same, we carry it with us the same. So people that let go of those things, all of a sudden go, oh, I didn't realize news was actually doing me so much harm.
Okay, so Steve, if someone wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
They can contact me directly on LinkedIn or on Facebook or I'm on Insta. Through my website, www.fulfillmentfoundation.com. And from there, they can book a call or through my email, info@fulfillmentfoundation.com.
Fantastic. You don't need to give me your postcode.
I try and make it as easy as possible for people to get in touch.
That's fantastic. And then if anyone has any questions going forward, you're happy to answer them and just with the calls as well. You're trying to get to know people and you're trying to learn what they're about and how you can help them, which is what we all do in this sort of space.
Yeah, it's about what's best for the person that I'm having the call with. I see it, if I look after people, the rest of things look after themselves.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Steve, for coming on to the podcast.
Hey, you're welcome, Luke. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I'll just do a sign-off for everyone. If you've enjoyed this episode of the Maverick Podcast, please don't forget to subscribe to us, follow us on YouTube, and wherever you get good podcasts, make sure you subscribe to our channels, and you will not miss a single episode. And we'll see you next time.